Okay, we're gonna call the meeting of the town of Discovery Bay, Community Service District to order. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, and we'd like to join Director Lee to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this part of the meeting is open for public comments. Public to speak, and they have 3 minutes. I have a couple of cards. Mr. Terry, you're off.
Earlier today, I went to a park and rec meeting here in the building, and the staff presented us with a list of all the things that have not been maintained for, they didn't say how long, but it was all in bad shape. And they listed everything. They talked about lighting in the community center, the grading, the entranceway is bad, the islands are bad up on the boulevard, Clipper Way is in really bad shape, and Newport Lane is bad, and they want to fix it. And they came up with a method of how to fix it, or a plan to fix it. And they gave us two options. Option A was to make it back, to restore it the way it used to be, the way it, in my way, my looking at it, would be the way it should be. Then they had a plan B, which was much less. They didn't want to do near as much. They just want to kind of patch things or something. I'm really not sure. And then they were talking about the fact that they didn't have the money with which to do this. And so they would have to pick and choose items and do all that. And they referred to it as their wish list, different things there that they hoped to do someday. And my thinking was that these are items that are a necessity. These are items that we already are responsible for, that we're supposed to take care of, yet have been neglected for many, many years. Yet, there's all this talk, and we have all this money now from Hoffman, which is good for zoning, and all of this stuff on this particular list was all zoning, so the Hoffman money could certainly be used there. But people seem to really want to put in this big pool. And I would think the big pool should be the wish list, and that doing necessary items should be what should be done. Thanks.
Okay. Connie Miller, please.
Hi, Connie Miller from Discovery Bay here. The last time I got up and spoke, well, actually, probably the first time I spoke, I talked about the mission statement, and I gave facts that all of you could back up very easily, and about how Zone 8 is and what disrepair Zone 8 is. So this time, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to give a hypothetical scenario, because I don't know how else to get through to the board that it's necessary to take care of what we have. So my scenario is, I live in a house with a leaky roof, needs a new air conditioner, and paint is chipping off the walls. I have a car that isn't running well, and I was told it needs work done on its motor. My front and back yards are mostly dirt and weeds. I worked hard and am still having trouble paying all my monthly bills, mortgage, water, so forth and so on. Sadly, a relative dies, but he leaves me $1 million+. What should I fix first, since there are so many things in my household, so forth, that I own already in disrepair? Well, the right thing to do for my family is to repair all the household, automobile, and yard maintenance needs that I've been putting off for so long. My kids are asking for a pool. But they are young and they don't realize we have an opportunity and a big responsibility to take care of what we already have and bring it back to where it should be. A nice home, a good running car, and a yard for the children to play in. Thank you.
I don't have any other public comment cards, but if there's anybody else in the public who would like to address us, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close public comments and move to the consent calendar. Is there any item the board would want to remove from the consent calendar? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
At this time, we'd have area agency reports. Not seeing a representative from Supervisor Burgess' office.
I believe she's in Hawaii getting married, so she couldn't make it.
Okay.
Or at least getting close to that.
Well, maybe someone else could have came. But. All right, with that, we'll move on to the Sheriff's Office, please.
Good evening. What I want to start by saying is our deputies that work out here have been working extremely hard. For the last 2 months since I've been out here, last month, we had almost 50 arrests at Delta Station. Most of those arrests were made out here in Discovery Bay or nearby. Now that I've been a station house commander for about 3 months now, I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit. What I will say is our Sheriff Livingston really does allow me to do whatever it is I need to do, any community issues, any community complaints. I pretty much have free reign to do what I have to do, which is fantastic. We've been very proactive out here, and I'll say, I've gone to a number of classes with other agencies all throughout the state, and it's really not that way anymore. Most agencies are being reactive, but we're able to be proactive out here. And I'll explain a couple things that we've done this last month. One of the things that we've done, we've worked with Donham CHP, and we've teamed up together, and we're increasing our traffic enforcement, looking for speeders, people on cell phones, red lights, all that kind of stuff. We've increased our traffic stops. We're going to continue to do that for the next couple months. We've got some good positive feedback, so we'll keep doing that. One of the big issues that we're dealing with now is the thefts over at the Santa Cove Shopping Center, and specifically the Safeway and the CVS. In California, I'm sure you know, the laws are a little bit lax when it comes to thefts and those sort of things. But the problem is the people that are coming here and doing that, they're actually some serious criminals. Just this last month, we stopped gang members. We stopped people with rap sheets a mile long, some for violent crimes in the past. Warrants, probation, parole, you name it, we're stopping it. I've talked with the managers of both stores and got them on board to where if they have any type of thefts, they're going to call us and let us know. Because quite honestly, even if they take a beer, usually the shoplifters are involved in other stuff as well. It's not so much the management, it's the corporate offices that they don't want their employees stopping shoplifters, they don't want their employees involved, they're just taking it as a loss. I understand that, but it's frustrating for me because crooks think they can come into our town and steal. And so, as a station, we're trying to prevent that. You may have noticed we've increased our patrols in that shopping center. We've made over 20 arrests for people coming out of that shopping center or coming in with the intent to steal. And I'll talk about some of those arrests here in just a minute. So we're doing that. We're also probably going to put, every once in a while, different days, different times, a deputy undercover in that shopping center and let the stores know that the deputy's out there. That way, if they see a theft, all they have to do is call the deputy on the cell phone and say, hey, so-and-so's coming out with a shopping cart or whatever. Instead of calling dispatch and the time delay, and a lot of times, by the time we get there, the people are already gone. Even as a lieutenant, I actually made 2 arrests out of there this last month. When people come in, they see me, they make a U-turn, they turn out. That's usually a big sign. Most people are waving and saying hi. These people didn't. And of course, everybody in that car was on probation or parole for theft-related offenses. So we're going to work on that. We'll let you know how it goes. I talked to the managers again this week, and both said that shoplifting has been down. So knock on wood, we'll see if that continues. I'll talk about 3 incidents, and then I'll open up for any questions you guys have, just to kind of give you an idea of some of the stuff that we are dealing with. Late at night, one of our deputies sees a suspicious car in the Safeway parking lot. Upon seeing the deputy, the car drives out, goes into the Regatta neighborhood, parks. Deputy contacts the driver, driver takes off running. They go over some fences, the deputy loses the suspect. We set up a perimeter, we call out a drone, we have our dog come out. We ultimately can't find this guy. We were able to ID him, and he was wanted for kidnapping and some other other offenses. Now, we don't believe he was there to do any kidnapping. We think he has a relative or someone he's seeing in this in the area, and that's why he was here. Currently, our fugitive task force and the marshals are going after him. They've tracked him to Stockton, but he's still not in custody yet, so I'll give you an update hopefully next month on what happened. The second incident I'll talk about is, again, late at night. A deputy sees a car leaving the parking lot very quickly. Suspects say they might have been involved in the theft. Sure enough, they were. He tries to pull it over, car doesn't stop, high-speed chase, goes down Highway 4 to Marshall Creek to the Highway 4 bypass. Car gets up to about 120 miles per hour. That time, deputy says, you know what, it's probably too dangerous to keep pursuing, starts to back off. The car takes the Lone Tree Way exit, loses control, goes off into the ditch, and gets stuck. We end up catching that guy. He stole a bunch of stuff from Safeway, obviously. He was wanted for being an unregistered sex offender. He had some drugs in the car, on probation, and the kicker was he had his 3-year-old and 10-year-old children in the car at the time of this stop. The last one I'll talk about is car driving through town, caught one of the deputies, a little suspicious, stops him. As the deputy's talking to the driver, the deputy that shows up to cover the officer comes up and notices a gun in the car. When he sees the gun, the suspect realizes the deputy saw the gun, takes off. Another pursuit. This one actually goes into Concord, where he goes into a neighborhood, jumps out of the car, starts jumping through backyard fences, was actually caught by our deputies that work out that way. Unfortunately, one of our deputies that works out here, our canine mistook him for the bad guy, and he actually got bit in the leg, and he was off for 3 weeks, but he's actually back and doing, he's fine. He's a little bit scared dog sound. On his first night back, he made an arrest, so we're hoping that he's good to go. So having said that, I'll open up for any questions you guys might have.
Question on the vehicle stops here. Any of them from the license plate readers?
So we actually caught 2 stolen vehicles in February as a result of the cameras at Bixler and Highway 4.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for upholding the law. It seems that your guys' job keeps getting encumbered by judicial processes and inability to, lack of a better term from my military, about rules of engagement have changed. And appreciate you upholding the law, because it's really hard for citizens to sit there and watch laws get ignored. And I think over time it decreases society's willingness to obey the law. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. What I'll say is, we have put the word out to the crooks around here that, you know, if you come here and steal, you're gonna go to jail. We've been told by a number of times that, hey, you guys are everywhere. We're not everywhere, but that's what their perception is, and that's what we want them to keep thinking. So I think it's working.
So for the last few years, Safeway has been a roadblock towards stopping the theft in their store, and I guess that's a corporate thing. So the relationship that you've developed with them, do you feel is it strong enough to where they're going to take a stand? Because the losses that they incur are coming back to us, we know that.
Right. And the employees that work there, the managers, they're on our side. They're frustrated just like us, because they have to pay, and
yes,
to watch these people walk out and not pay is frustrating for them as well. But like I said, they don't have to do anything. They just have to call and say, hey, this person's walking out with stolen items. Even if they don't prosecute, like I said, they're all connected with other stuff. They're on probation. Like I tell our guys, if we stop somebody on probation, we'll go back to their house and search their house if we have to. But the whole point is letting them know that you can't come into our town and steal. You know, you go somewhere else, and you know, they let it happen, but not here.
Thanks.
Great.
Cool.
Thanks.
Please pass along our thoughts for Sheriff Livingston allowing you to do what you need to do. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, so do we.
Thank you.
Okay, at this point we're going to have CHP report.
Hello, Board. Officer Thomas of the High Patrol Cocoa Area.
the stats that we had for last month, violation arrest-wise, we had 4 for DUI arrest, 2 warrant arrests, 1 for reckless driving arrest, and then 1 for a suspended license for DUI. Citation-wise, 21 for speed, 3 for reg, 1 seatbelt, 1 stop sign, 4 equipment violations, 1 cell phone, and then 1 big rig violation. Today, I have my socials out here. I did 19 citations today in Discovery Bay area. I gave 3 warnings. I had another officer out here, Mike Parks. He wrote another 10 citations out here today, so that was good. And then with assistance with a couple of deputies from the SO that saw us roll around, they assisted us too, and they, I think they did some enforcement stops as well. So as a team together, we did hopefully a pretty good day out here today. You guys have any questions?
DUIs, as I listen to DUIs every single month, they seem to hit around 7 to 10. This month you're reporting 4.
Yeah, that's what I got out of the book right there, was 4. And that could be a little different. Sometimes the guys don't mark them in the book that I check in. So,
that's good news.
Yeah. Sometimes they go, yeah, that would be great if that's the case right there. You know, but as we know that, as the warm months come on,
yes.
You know, there we go. So, you guys have any questions?
Thanks for your support.
Thank you very much.
I'll probably remember what I was going to say to you guys like at 3 in the morning.
That's okay.
Text us.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you. East County Cost of Fire.
Good evening, board. Steve O'Bear, Fire Marshal, East County Cost of Fire. We had 61 calls in Discovery Bay for the month of February. The average response time of a little over 10 minutes. There were no major accidents in Discovery Bay that we responded to. Overall for the district, we ran 648 service calls in the month of February with the average response time of 8 minutes and 17 seconds. Included responding to 6 residential structure fires, 3 commercial structure fires, 4 vehicle fires, 1 large vehicle fire, 4 vegetation fires, and 13 exterior fires. The district also responded to 21 vehicle accidents, with an additional 7 requiring rescue, 2 vehicles versus pedestrian accidents, and 2 motorcycle accidents and 2 bicycle accidents. We did have a anomaly. We had a 7-acre vegetation fire up off of Deer Valley in the month of February. That was, of course, accidental in nature. But it is a very quick early reminder that even though we should be having rain right now, that we still have some dry vegetation and the potential threat is still very much amongst us. And it's not really the month of February, but as of the 1st of March, we are happy to announce that we finally brought in 2 of our very first fire inspectors and a permit technician started with the Fire Prevention Bureau. So they will be quickly ramped up and getting out there and start getting into some of these existing occupancies, so like our restaurants, and start getting into some of those long-standing ones that have been unable to be inspected for quite some time. And I'd like to also announce that we're holding our second volunteer reunion. It's coming up, save the day, for April the 18th in Knightston at 10 a.m. at Knightston Elementary School. And then lastly, for a brief update for the We Are Listening that we've been working on, we are just wrapping that up right now as of the end of February, and then we are getting ready to switch over to what we've heard. We have been collecting and responding to all the comments that we've received throughout the entire district, either through email or through writing, and we've kind of collected all those comments. We're forming up some frequently asked questions. They've been pretty easily to be categorized in a couple of different sections, and that is going to be the next part that we're coming out with, explaining away some of those questions that we received. And I'm available for any questions.
I don't know. Thank you. Good report. Of the 61 calls that you had out into Discovery Bay, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, do you know what the percentage was for fires?
I do not have the percentage for fires broken out for Discovery Bay. So.
And you gave us an 8:64 overall,
correct,
about Discovery Bay. Do you know the time for that?
Was 10 minutes and 5 seconds.
10:05?
Yes. So that actually puts it right on 5 seconds over what it should be for a suburban response time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't see any liaison reports or presentations, so with that, we move on to business and action items, and I'll turn that over to staff.
Yes, I'll bring Dina up to talk about item G1.
Good evening. From time to time, the district reviews policies to ensure compliance with evolving law. On February 24, staff presented proposed changes to the purchasing policy, purchasing and procurement policy to the Finance Committee for review and comment. Their recommendation is to move forward with these changes. I provided for your review a copy of the policy, including its proposed changes, which have been highlighted for easy reference. Staff is requesting the adoption of the new purchasing and procurement policy tonight.
Any questions from the board? Any public comment? No public comment. We'll bring it back to the board for discussion.
This item was reviewed by the Finance Committee, and we found that the changes that are proposed by staff are kind of consistent with industry standards, and the committee recommends approval, and I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. With that, we'll go to G2.
This will be Assistant General Manager Dina's item as well.
As I've stated previously, the district reviews its policies for compliance with evolving law. On February 24th, staff presented proposed changes to the disposition of the surplus policy to the Finance Committee. Their recommendation is to move forward with the change. I have again provided for you, for your review, a copy of the disposition of surplus policy, including its proposed change, which has been highlighted for easy reference. Staff is requesting the adoption of the new disposition of surplus policy.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Oh, okay.
Can we get a list of the surplus property?
There's no property to be surplus at this point. This is a policy on how to do that.
Okay.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
Yeah, I would move approval of staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
With that, do we have any managers' reports? Don't think so. So at this point, we go to direct reports from the standing committees. Communications committee.
The communication committee met earlier today. As normal, we discussed the Google matrices and analytics as far as the web page usage and activity. Also, note to report. Staff is in the process of engaging in a new phone system contract, and it looks like we'll be saving the Town Discovery Bay approximately about $11,000 per year with the new phone system.
Congratulations, staff.
Yeah, can you get rid of that stupid old music?
Park and Rec committee meeting.
Yes, we also met today, and some of the items we discussed were on the consent calendar with regards to upcoming events, activity waivers, and some other policy changes, and those were already passed. As folks in the audience mentioned, we actually specifically stated that these were not wish list items, so I don't know where that came from, but we discussed, we had asked our new Parks and Rec manager to he had got here somewhere in December, I think, mid-December maybe, and we had a January meeting and said, hey, you know, there's some things that, there's some deferred maintenance which has not occurred for quite a while Brian was here, and I, you know, most of the time it was based on the fact that Brian said he didn't have the money to do the projects, and we've gotten numerous complaints from citizens about certain areas of town that have been neglected, irrigation pipes that have popped out of the ground because there's no sod over or no covering over them. and that type of thing. And so we asked Bill to put together a list of items that need to be taken care of. And he did that. We discussed with him the priorities as we saw them, and then asked him to move forward at that point and then add whatever items that he had. So I feel comfortable in saying that these are items that he has identified that need to be addressed. Each of you has a copy of this. I'm providing it for you so you can see what we saw and think about. We're pursuing this with regards to what funds are available and with what priority these might take. So I just wanted to let the rest of the board know what we did in committee, and so you would also be aware of these things. I'm sure you guys hear about these different items just like we do. It does not have a sound wall in it or orange fencing, so that's nice. But I just wanted the rest of the board to be aware of this deferred maintenance that's been deferred for way too long.
Thank you for that report. Water Wastewater Committee, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, the Water and Wastewater also met today, last one of the meetings before this week. There were two updates we received, one on the Water and Wastewater Rate Study, and we also received an update on the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. Mostly updates. Very short meeting. Thank you.
All right. Is there any other reportable items? Seeing none, general manager's report.
No report.
Okay. With that, do we have any future agenda items? Well, seeing that,